Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Hi, I'm Wavy with Hear Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Hear Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear Again so you can understand again.
Cattle Futures Day, we're under pressure here. We made new contract lows in some of the months. October, for example, made a new contract low of 127.22, where the previous low was 127.50. So just a little bit below the previous lows. That's the lowest we've been in about 5 years for the feeder cattle. And they did bounce off the lows about $1.30 to close at 128.55, only down $2.20. But the further you go out there and into next spring and summer, you get quite a bit lower. March feeders are 122.60, which are down $1.60 today. Live cattle, $1 to $1.50 lower, with December at 102.65, down $1.55. So we're just hovering right above that $1 level. Of course, out next year, next summer, they're below that. It looks like the lowest month's probably the August at 96.45, down 102. Now, midday here, we had some box beef trade down 84 in choice at 189.81. Select down 49 at 183.17. Feeder cattle index 138.29, down 48 cents, so it's still at a premium to the feeder cattle futures. Cash trade, there was some 105 today. It was 104 bid, 110 ask coming in, and it came in at 105.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets bounced today across the board. Corn 4 to 5 higher, beans 1 higher, and then the wheat's anywhere from 2 to 6 cents higher. We do have a big USDA report, a monthly report, the coming week on Monday. It's the September crop supply and demand estimates. The biggest thing that we'll be watching here is the yield estimates and then overall production. The average estimate for the new corn yield is 173.4 bushels an acre. That's lower than August estimate of 175, and that puts total corn production just over 15 billion bushels, a very large crop there. The soybean yield is expected to be 49.2 bushels per acre. August it was 48.9 and 4.09 billion bushels there in total soybean production. So both of those, that's Monday at 11 a.m. Also is the ending stocks for corn and beans, 1.711 billion bushels expected for the corn. That was bigger than last month. Beans, 232 million, which is lower than last month. And that's for the 15-16 ending stocks. And the new crop, 16-17 ending stocks. Wheat, 1.103 billion, slightly higher than last month. Corn, 2.329 billion, lower than last month, and then beans in line at 330 million.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.